It's time to go around Broadway with Charles Isherwood, theater critic of the New York Times. Vanya and Sonia and Masha and Spike is the name of the new comedy by Christopher Durang at the Mitzi Newhouse Theater. Avid theatergoers will recognize three of the four names in the title as characters in Chekhov dramas. Durang's play, which stars Sigourney Weaver, David Hyde Pierce, and Christine Nielsen, is a loopy riff on the Russian writer's plays about unfulfilled lives. Charles, for us non-Chekhovians, who are the title characters in the play, and who is Spike, and where did he or it come from?
Yes, he's clearly the odd man out there. They are siblings, the offspring of a pair of professors and theater aficionados, obviously. Who were also somewhat malicious, since none of those characters really has the happiest life. And indeed, true to form, David Hyde Pierce and Christine Nielsen are living sort of sad middle-aged lives in Bucks County, and enter Masha, who is their sister, the glamorous movie star from Hollywood, and as is often the case in Chekhov plays, she stirs things up. Spike is her young boy toy boyfriend, basically, who is very self-involved, as is she, and saddened that he hasn't been given a role on Entourage 2.
So what does the Chekhov framework do? It gives Durang something to hang some jokes on, but does it do anything else?
Well, in a sense, he's actually trying to write a Chekhov play in the sense that the central characters are sort of unfulfilled and disappointed in their lives, and there are some rueful sort of tender moments in the play, but most of it is just sort of a Chekhov cartoon, you might almost call it.
Hmm. Sigourney Weaver and Christine Nielsen have both appeared in Durang plays before. How are they especially attuned to what he writes?
Well, yeah, it's interesting. Sigourney Weaver and Christopher Durang, their relationship goes back to Yale School of Drama many years ago, where they went together and sort of established a rapport. And she has a certain affinity for his work. I mean, she knows what he's doing. This role is obviously sort of a riff on her own character as a movie star whose acclaim comes from a series of action movies. And she's quite funny and very arch as the self-involved Masha. Christine Nielsen has also done a lot of Durang plays. And she's a classically zany character actress, and she does her role very well here.
What does David Hyde Pierce contribute?
Well, David Hyde Pierce actually, for me, caught the combination of pathos and comedy best here, because it's kind of difficult to negotiate between these really sort of zany riffs and the moments in the play where we're supposed to take the characters seriously. And he really got that. I think the years of sitcom training did him well.
How lost will we be if we go see this without knowing a lot or any Chekhov?
Actually, I don't think you'll be particularly lost. Obviously, if you get the allusions that are being made, you're going to get more out of the play. But there's plenty of stuff there that has nothing whatsoever to do with Chekhov that's actually quite funny. Christine Nielsen in particular has a very hilarious riff on Maggie. She goes to a costume party dressed as Maggie Smith going to win an Oscar. And it's very, very funny. It's one of the funniest bits in the play.
Christopher Durang's new comedy, Vanya and Sonia and Masha and Spike, is a Lincoln Center Theater production directed by Nicholas Martin, now playing at the Mitzi Newhouse Theater. Each week at this time, we go around Broadway with Charles Isherwood of the New York Times on WQXR.